America's Test Kitchen is back, and this week, our friend Tucker Shaw talked with Sally Swift about some thoughtful ways to take care of ourselves in the kitchen.
Hey, Tucker, great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sally.
So, Tucker, we have been thinking about what it is to take care of yourself. And one of the things that I kept thinking about when I was thinking about talking to you is the rituals that we have in the kitchen and what makes you feel like you're in control in the kitchen and what makes you feel like you're taking care of yourself. And one thing that I'm just going to use as an example is, for me, I am settled and happy and feel taken care of when I wake up in the morning and I have put out a clean dish towel for me to use. And it's such a small thing, but it makes such a difference to me. Do you have things like that that you think about in the kitchen?
Well, it's a really good question. And I love your example because it really represents sort of a moment of intention. And it sounds like a small thing, but if it makes you feel better when you wake up in the morning, I say go for it. I've been thinking about ideas that maybe take a little bit more effort. And my top tip for sort of taking better care of yourself in the kitchen is to reevaluate your spice rack. Get rid of everything that is even remotely old and refresh it, because there's no way to make the results of your cooking more flavorful and more exciting than if you use fresh spice.
Yeah, spices go old way quicker than I think we want to admit.
It's really true. And when you buy them at the grocery store, although you can often get a pretty good product, you're buying a set amount. And honestly, there's no way you're going to use that entire bottle of ground clove before it's gone, you know, sour. So I think the best move is to find a specialty spice shop in your area. And failing that, look for grocery stores that cater to Latin American ingredients or Middle Eastern ingredients and so forth, maybe South Asian, because you will find generally smaller batches available to you, and also just better quality, and refresh them often.
If you're going to cook, you might as well really cook, right?
I mean, go for it, right? I mean, you put in the effort. You want it to taste good.
Exactly. What else do you have?
So this one is a little bit more indulgent because I am slightly obsessed with butter. The thing about butter is there is a huge variation in quality, even of the stuff that you buy at the grocery stores. So I think for a little sort of gift to yourself, next time you're at the grocery store, buy a better quality butter. And what I'm talking about is a European style or cultured butter. And you can find these often in, you know, that little island in the grocery store that has the specialty cheeses or meats or things like that. That's usually where it's merchandised. And it will generally have a higher fat content and maybe a slightly tangier flavor. But when you slather it onto a piece of toast or a muffin in the morning or a dinner roll at night, you will not believe how much better it is. Now, it's going to cost you a few bucks more, but it's worth it.
Okay, that's a good tip too. Anything around equipment or tools?
Yeah, and this one is really personal to me because I just did this. I have been frustrated with the kind of lackluster performance of my nonstick skillet recently, and I realized that I probably had it for 4 or 5 years, and honestly, nonstick surfaces really don't last forever. You can't look at this as you would like a cast iron skillet or something like that. You got to replace your nonstick skillet every year, maybe 2 years, depending on how heavily you use it, if you want kind of the best performance. And after consulting our tastings and testings group, and they chastised me for hanging on to my old one for so long because I'm such a cheapskate, they said, go out and buy our new favorite. It's a 12-inch nonstick skillet by OXO Good Grips. And I think it cost me about 50 bucks, maybe a couple dollars more than that. And honestly, Sally, it has changed everything about my evening sort of routine. I barely have to clean it anymore. And it's completely worth it. Do it every year or two.
I hate that they are disposable, but they really are. That coating really goes. And because most of us aren't very careful, truthfully, when we work with our nonstick skillets, we overheat them, right?
We
scratch them up.
And there's really no way to fix it yourself. So
yeah,
you just got to bite the bullet.
Anything else?
Okay, so here's another one that goes into the self-indulgent category. And you've heard this before, but I just want to reemphasize it for everybody. Build a relationship with somebody at a local wine shop. I'm telling you, it will change your mind about how you consume wine, how thoughtfully you consume wine. It will really expand your knowledge and understanding of what wine can offer. I really look at wine shops as kind of like libraries, in the sense that when you walk into a public library, there's no way that you know the collection as well as the librarians there. So you need to really sort of, to make the most of that library, you've got to have a little consultation. Same goes for the wine shop, especially small local wine shops. They can help you make a decision. Now, they could steer you wrong. That's a gamble. But honestly, how bad could it be? It's wine. You're going to drink
it. Well, that's right. You could steer yourself wrong so easily. You might as well.
Exactly.
You might as well give it another shot. Do you have any thoughts about recipes or cooking for yourself?
So this one is a little bit bittersweet on my side. My grandmother died maybe 2 years ago, 2 years and change. And before she died, she lived a very, very long and full life. But she entrusted me with her box of recipes. And they weren't all her own original recipes. They were sometimes scrawled down on a note card, you know, borrowed from a neighbor, occasionally even clipped off the back of the box of a cereal box or something like that. But going through those old recipes really brought back a lot of memories and also sort of opened my eyes to some mysteries about her kind of cooking behavior and the foods and ways that she cooked. The best was when she'd have like an index card that said something like, you know, Mrs. Johnson's mocha brownies. And then, you know, Graham's little notation would be like, yeah, they were so-so, you know, really honest. But cooking these recipes, which are not nearly as sort of well communicated as most recipes that you'll find, you know, in magazines or cookbooks and so forth, they're really sort of like cook till done, that kind of thing. So it can be a gamble, but it's so worth taking. And honestly, if you're able to create something that, even if it doesn't match what your beloved family member was able to achieve, kind of gets you close, it really feels good.
Oh, Tucker, I love that one. And you know what? That's your grandmother taking care of you.
I think about her every day.
I love that. Thanks, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is editor-in-chief of Cook's Country, and he left us with a recipe to put that good butter to use. Check out their butter fan rolls at splendidtable.org.